Authorities have implemented a special security plan around Adiyala Jail for 3 days in anticipation of a possible protest by Pakistan Tehrik-e-Insaf, PTI. According to sources, 8 additional security checkpoints have been set up on roads leading to the jail, with approximately 200 officers and personnel deployed under the security plan. Security officials will perform duties in 3 shifts, with SP Sadr Nabil Koker overseeing security arrangements. The measures include assistance from the reserve force, and police personnel have been equipped with anti-riot gear to handle any untoward situation. It should be noted here that the opposition's push to shake up the political landscape is picking up steam, with anti-government protests set to begin after Eid, but without JUIF's street muscle, PTI and its allies are left grasping for a united front. Despite multiple rounds of talks, JUIF chief Maulana Fazlur Rahman remains non-committal, citing concerns over PTI's leadership structure in the absence of jailed ex-premier Imran Khan. As reported earlier, the Maulana has sought clear assurances on decision-making authority before backing the opposition movement. With Imran in jail, he has also sought clarity on who will lead the opposition alliance and take key decisions once the movement is underway. PTI leaders admit that limited access to their jailed leader has slowed negotiations and is delaying a final agreement. However, they remain hopeful that JUIF will climb aboard the opposition alliance, Tehrik-e-Tawfiq-e-Pakistan, TTAP, soon after Eid. Aware of JUIF's street muscle, PTI has been eager to secure Fazl's backing, though the government is also working to keep him in its orbit, as seen in past legislative deals like the 26th Amendment. Once the architect of Imran Khan's ouster through a no-confidence motion, Fazl, once a key player in the then Pakistan Democratic Movement, PDM, is wary of jumping into PTI's boat without a firm anchor. Insiders suggest that most issues between PTI and JUIF have been ironed out, but the unresolved question of PTI's leadership and negotiation authority remains a sticking point. Fazl has reportedly insisted that any PTI representative negotiating on Imran's behalf must have full decision-making powers, something PTI struggles to guarantee without Imran's direct input. The opposition alliance has been positioning itself for a major political showdown, as evidenced by its recent multi-party conference, where leaders from various parties call for constitutional supremacy, fresh elections, and an end to the government's crackdown on dissent. Despite facing venue disruptions, the opposition managed to hold the conference, branding the current government illegitimate and demanding immediate electoral reforms.